it's a big strain, doesn't it? I mean, the running game is the last in the league. It puts a big strain on everything if you can't get anything going, doesn't it?
Well, last week we didn't obviously rush for a whole lot of yards. We threw the ball 52 times, but I thought we had more positive yardage in the run game. We were getting 3 and 4 yards of pops, and that's kind of what you need. I thought there were some progress. We had some more positive plays that got us into, you know, some second and sixes and some manageable situations. So I think we can build off that, and Brandon does a good job just, you know, getting those tough yards and getting positive yardage.
Eli, for a number of years, the Bears have been one of the better turnover defenses in the league. Is there something that you see as to why that happens?
You know, they just they do a great job, and I don't know if it's something that's taught or the players talk about it, but they do, you know, a great job stripping the ball of receivers, of quarterbacks, of anybody. Kind of the first guy comes in and wraps him up. The other guys are going for the ball. So Coach Coughlin's made us very aware of that, and you got to be conscious of it. And they do a good job causing fumbles. They get good pressure, on the quarterback, and which leads to some interceptions. They have good aggressive cornerbacks and players. So I think you gotta be aware of that and know when to cover up with two hands and be smart.
I also noticed a variety of their guys have notched into the sack column. It looks like they sent a variety of different pressures from a lot of different places. How much of a difficulty is that to deal with?
No, they do a good job. They have a good blitz package, and then they have these good players. And so, they can get pressure just bringing four guys, or they can bring any number of different players on blitzes. And so they do a good job mixing that up. So guys have to be aware of our assignments and who's blocking who and do their job.
Seems like everyone's around here upbeat, spirited from what we can see. Who speaks up and who keeps that positive attitude going for you guys?
Well, that's just, all the players. I think they've done a good job staying positive. And I think it's just we know we can fix this, and we know we can play better. We've had glimpses of playing good, playing well. And so we know we just got to do it at a more consistent level. I think we've seen improvements this last week, and obviously we got to keep getting better. But I think guys are working hard. Our practices are good. Today we're probably going a little bit faster than even coach wanted us. So it's great, good energy around the practice, and so guys are looking forward to getting back on the field and getting a win.
Eli, you talked about glimpses. Have you seen the same glimpses from yourself?
Yeah, feel like made some good throws and done some good things, and obviously just clean up some of the bad plays and should be fine.
Is it good to get right back out there?
Yeah, it's good to have, sometimes it's good to have a short week and just stay focused and quickly get your focus on Chicago and start game planning and figure out, get excited about how we're gonna run our offense and how we're gonna make some plays.
Are you like to feel like you guys still have a shot in this division?
Yeah, it's wide open, and obviously, we're two games back right now, and so obviously we gotta play better football and do those things, but we still feel we can get hot.